Brim in the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Branson, Missouri. We're looking at Hebrew treasures, nuggets. Brother Hagin often said you could skim along the surface and pan a little gold, but if you want some really good nuggets, you have to dig a little deeper. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, in that Hebrew language, there is so much. And one of the most wonderful words, it's just great for me, Shelley, to understand that Hebrew words grow. Mm-hmm. They grow from a root. And the three consonants of most words have three consonant root. And then other words can be formed just by weaving in and out vowel sounds between those roots. And any Hebrew word that you look at on the paper, since they don't use vowels, you can see the root always. And it never, never, never loses its meaning of the root. The root of the word shalom, peace, is the word shalem, whole. So you never can, when you see that word shalom, you're going to know that it's the peace that comes because you are whole. When they greet each other on the streets and they say mashalomcha, like they've been doing ever since the days of Moses.
Oh, yeah.
They're asking, what is your peace? Is anything about you broken? And so here is a scripture that's meant so much to me. And that's 1 Thessalonians 5:23 and 24. And the very God of peace, shalom, sanctify you wholly, and your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calls you, who also will do it. When God is redundant, it's for a purpose. Mm-hmm. He said in Genesis, and God said, and God said, and God said. Now we see the idea of wholeness three times in the 23rd verse. The very God of peace, shalom, that's a shalom that comes from being whole, sanctify you wholly, set you apart wholly. There's the word whole again. It's not H-O-L-Y, but W-H-O-L-L-Y. And your whole. That's the third time the idea of is there. Spirit and soul and body be preserved. Even my body preserved. Mm-hmm. Blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called you, who also does it. Now, this I've written in my Bible. This is my insurance policy. And I usually say this verse every morning after I take a bath. You know, mm-hmm. You're a nighttime bather. I'm a morning time bather. I think we got in the habit of this when you were kids and you were all so dirty. We had only one bathtub, mm-hmm. Four little dirty kids. And then Kent came in and he needed a bath. So I waited till mornings and had some hot water. And so I still do that. Mm-hmm. And every morning after I have my bath, I put I put cream on my body. And I say this scripture, the God of peace, sanctify me wholly, my whole spirit, my whole soul, my whole body, preserved blameless unto the coming of my Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called me. He's the one that called me to this ministry.
Right, exactly.
Who also will do it. He's the one that keeps my cells. Whole, and I sometimes say this, no cancer cell will live in my body, but right. Shelley, it is amazing how healthy I am and how filled with vim, vigor, and vitality I am. Mm-hmm. And in two different areas of this world, one of them was in Mexico, one of them was in the United States, I was in restaurants during a time when they were having an outbreak of
E. coli
in one of them, and in the other one, I don't know what it was. It was, but the people in our party, they threw up all the night and were sick for a couple of days. But it didn't come nigh me. And you know, I just praise God.
Yes.
Because it's because of him. And it's because I was taught to put that in my mouth by Brother Kenneth E. Hagin, mm-hmm. These words in my mouth. And I do believe that he will preserve me whole.
Absolutely.
Unto the coming of my Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that called mm-hmm. me, who also does it. Now, wholeness. You have to understand that about God and his plan. He loves wholeness. And wholeness is another word for wholeness is oneness. Mm-hmm. So the idea of being whole is being one. We're whole with God. We're one with God. And this is probably not as well appreciated to Western thinkers as it one day will be. Mm-hmm. Now, I love the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians is filled with God's purpose for the church and God's purpose for mankind. Now, in Ephesians 4, 3 through 6, it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, the oneness, the wholeness, in the bond of
peace.
Shalom. Mm-hmm. There is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. The angels announced Jesus would accomplish what was required to bring about God's great plan to unify all things in him. Colossians 1:20 says, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, mm-hmm. by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things in earth or things in heaven. The peace, God's own Son, his blood, reconciled us to the Father. Now, there's a great plan of God that's for the future. And I love to meditate this. I love to meditate it in different translations. Ephesians 1 and 9 and 10. Listen to this. This is the mystery of his will. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Mm-hmm. He's going to bring everything to a great oneness, a great unity, a great wholeness, a great completeness. Mm-hmm. Now, here is that same verses 9 and 10 in the Amplified Bible. Making known to us the mystery, the secret of his will, of his plan, of his purpose, and this is it. In accordance with his good pleasure, which he previously purposed and set forth in him, he planned for the maturity of the times and the climax of the ages to unify all things and head them up and consummate them in Christ, things in heaven and things on the earth. Hmm. Everything coming into a wholeness, a completeness. Weymouth translates it. The grace which he, the possessor of all wisdom and understanding, lavished upon us, when he made known to us the secret of his will, and this is in harmony with God's merciful purpose for the government of the world when the times are ripe for it, the purpose which he has cherished in his own mind of restoring the whole creation to find its one head in Christ. Yes, things in heaven and things on earth to find their one head in him. The angels certainly proclaim truth at the Redeemer's entry into earth. Jesus worked God's plan for peace. Individually, we can know oneness with the Father now. And even now, with the judgments we see all around, God is working his plan to bring his creation into peace with himself in the Messiah, in the Mashiach. I want you to turn with me to Psalm 122. And now, with your understanding of peace, you will understand this verse, this psalm, all the better. This is one of those psalms of degrees that they sang when they were going up to Jerusalem. Psalm 122, 1. I was glad when they said unto me. Do you have it there, Shelley? You read it.
Mm-hmm. Verse 1, it says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together.
Now, when I went to Israel years ago, and I first saw all these paintings of heavenly Jerusalem, they have these paintings of heavenly Jerusalem, of earthly Jerusalem below, mm-hmm. and heavenly Jerusalem right over them. Usually they'll have it like in the clouds, or they'll have it a gold city above, but it will be what they call Yerushalayim Shema'alah, Jerusalem that is above. So I asked a man in one of the synagogues about it one day, And I was told that, I said, well, where is it in the Word? I saw it in the New Testament, heavenly Jerusalem, but not so much in the Old. And he said, here in Psalm 122, Yerushalayim is builded as a city compact together. Now, they say that heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem are being builded together. You can see in the dispensation of the fullness of times that it talks about right there in Ephesians, that heavenly Jerusalem and earthly Jerusalem will be together. There will be like a corridor. Heavenly Jerusalem will be like a satellite city. Now, verse 6, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. That doesn't mean that you just go over there and sign all kinds of things and, oh, roadmaps and divide Jerusalem. That's terrible. He said, you pray for the peace of Yerushalayim. They shall prosper that love thee. What does that mean? The wholeness of Jerusalem.
Right.
The wholeness that comes because you're not broken.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Christians, I don't care if they're president of the United States, head of the EU, whoever they are, if they have a plan for dividing Jerusalem, it is not the peace of Jerusalem.
Exactly.
It is exactly the opposite. The peace of Jerusalem is the peace that comes because you're whole. And God said in Joel that if you divide Jerusalem, you're going to go down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. There are two Jerusalems in the Hebrew language. Hotstein Shalosh. That's 1, 2, 3. But you don't have to say to something if it normally comes in pairs. For instance, your shoes, you just add the ein on the on the left.
It's a plural
of it.
Ending.
It's a double. It means two.
Double.
It's not just plural. It means two.
Double. Okay.
And so you have your shoes are Nalaim. Your glasses are Mishkafaim. And for Jerusalem, they say it like this: Yerushalayim. Because there are two.
Double.
Heavenly Jerusalem, earthly Jerusalem, they are being builded in God's great plan together. In the fullness of times, you shall see it. And we are to pray to that end right now. We are to pray for the shalom of Yerushalayim. They shall prosper that love thee. When we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we should be thinking about the wholeness of Jerusalem. The Bible says in Isaiah, I will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. And that perfect peace, they just say the word shalom, shalom twice. So that's why at the end of the broadcast, I always use that to you. Shalom, shalom. You can order the books we've offered this week, Tongue of the Prophets, Secret of Hebrew Words. Just call us at 417-336-4877 or 1-800-972-3447. You might write us at Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. This is Billy Brim and
Shelley Brim.
And we're saying to you, shalom, shalom. And since this is Friday,
Shabbat
shalom. The Sabbath peace be unto you. And to you. We meet again. Shalom.